الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درود شریف علیه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, حضرت امیر معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the scholars of, especially the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at, have mentioned that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an is considered to be one of the most prolific rulers of this ummah. One of the most prolific rulers of this ummah. A man who actually challenged the Byzantine Empire. A man who challenged the enemies of Islam, wanting to spread Islam in every direction. A great Sahabi. As for his character, a very handsome individual. Scholars have mentioned that extremely charismatic. When he would speak, people were impressed. Even his opponents and enemies would listen to him and surrender to him. That is how he would speak. At times he would speak in a very poetic manner, in fluent Arabic. So he was a master as far as the Arabic language was concerned, and a great scholar. And of course, we need to also understand that when prominence is given to an individual, when status is given to an individual, when a person is well accepted, with honorability, difficulties also come. You have the hasidin that are there, unfortunately, people who are jealous. And you have enemies also within. That is the difficulty. And so Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was no exception. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we study his life, again you see the enemies that surrounded him in Makkah Mukarrama, the enemies that surrounded him in Medina Munawwara, until his departure from this dunya. And so this is something that is accepted, that when prominence is given to a person, you also have enemies, the hasideen that are there. And unfortunately, we have a group of people today who harbor hatred and enmity in their hearts for this great man, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. In fact, never mind Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, just to phrase it, to have hatred in the heart, imagine, for a Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, every companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to have hatred for a Sahabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And this hatred purely is on the basis of certain individuals that were around Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And notably one individual whose name is Yazid. Now we've heard of Yazid. A lot of the people don't even know who Yazid is in a way. People know the name Yazid and perhaps what happened in Karbala, the gruesome shahadat, the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. And because of his connection with Yazid, the fact is that Yazid was the son of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And so you'll find many of the people, unfortunately, who want to dampen the honor and the status of this great Sahabi. And so we need to understand that the amal of a Sahabi is completely different. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is an individual, an independent individual, and he is a Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A lot of the times what happens is that you might be related to somebody, but your relationship with someone does not guarantee piety for generations to come. It doesn't guarantee piety for generations to come. Subhanallah. And you can see that even amongst, you'll find many great scholars, that they were Shaykhul Hadith of the time. But perhaps amongst their family, certain individuals were not pious people. And this happens. In fact, the prime example is Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. Nuh alayhi salam was a Nabi. Was he not a Nabi? He was a Nabi, and his son in the Quran, the Nabi and his son. The son is a kafir and Nuh alayhi salatu was salam is a Nabi. So we've got to understand. And this in itself is an important subject about how Yazid comes into power. And inshallah ta'ala, we will hopefully cover this subject also, which leads on to Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and his shahadat. But very briefly tonight, I wish to cover the last phase of the life of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Alhamdulillah, much has been covered. In fact, his life started, his biography actually started during the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Jang-e-Jamal, Jang-e-Siffin, and we covered Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Obviously, during his term of Khilafat, approximately 20 years, many provinces were conquered by the Muslims and annexed to the Islamic Empire. And so I wish not to repeat that. Alhamdulillah, if brothers want to cover that part of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, you can do so. A lot of literature is available as far as Islamic history is concerned and how Muslims conquered the different lands of the world. So that's there. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, at the age of 78, when he was 78 years, in the year 60 Hijri, some of the people came to him and they said to him, Hazrat, we see that you have aged. We see that you have aged. Now sometimes a person can be young as far as his age is concerned, but he may look old. He may look old. And sometimes it's due to the difficulties of life, the worries that surround him. And so this man came to Amir Muawiyah and they said to him, Hazrat, you have aged a lot. And so Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and responded. But if we look at the seerah, the same question was put forward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of the companions said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have aged very quickly. And to that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a few grey hair here, just here, this part here. A few grey hair were visible here. And so they said, Ya Rasulullah, you have aged. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, shayyibatni Hud. Surah Hud has made me very old. I have aged because of one chapter in the Quran, which is Surah Hud. Surah Hud, in the 12th para. And also other chapters that are like Surah Hud, like Surah Infitar, Surah Kuvirat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah and the difficulties of the hereafter. But in Surah Hud, scholars have mentioned there's one verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards istiqamat. Fastaqim kama umirt. That be firm and steadfast upon the mission that I have given you. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that upholding this mission to be completely firm and steadfast upon Nabuwat, that has aged me very quickly. And so he said, Shayyibatni Hud. But as for Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, when they said to him, Hazrat, you are getting old, he said, why wouldn't a person get old? Why wouldn't he age? If around him are people who like to scandalize and who like to promote falsehood. Now, one can imagine what a challenge it must be for Amir Muawiyah to be a Khalifa. There was always this propaganda against Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and until today, especially from the Shia regime. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so this is what Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala said to the people, that it is never easy. Despite the fact that he was extremely successful and 20 years, alhamdulillah, his life was full of jihad. And subhanallah, the extension of Islam in every direction. And so a lot of dawah work had taken place during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Rabi' ibn Nafi' gives us a true description of this Sahabi, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And he describes Hazrat Amir Muawiyah as saying that he is a man who is a screen for the companions. He is the hijab for all of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that Muawiyah kana sitrun li ashabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he is a parda. He is a screen for all of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa iza kashafa al rajul, and when a person tries to remove this screen, meaning that anyone who attacks the honor of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, that is like mocking all of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you mock and attack Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, you are attacking all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we need to understand that when it comes to the Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, these were the greatest individuals. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, later on in his life, scholars have mentioned, in fact Mufti Taqi Sahib has also mentioned, that he fell ill. He was 78 years of age, he fell ill, and his illness only increased until it became apparent to the people that perhaps these are the last moments of the life of this great man, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Obviously, death comes to every individual. And so Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, the last khutbah that he gave to the people that were around him, and again this is an incredible khutbah, he opened his eyes and he said to the people, he said, listen to me very carefully what I am saying, that you will not find another ruler like Muawiyah. What did he say? He said to them, you will not find another ruler like Muawiyah. You will not find another ruler like Hazrat Amir-e-Muawiyah, just like Amir-e-Muawiyah is not better than his predecessors, the people that came before him, as in Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amir-e-Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, what he was saying here, it was actually indicating to the people that as time passes, and with the passage of time, every minute that ticks, a person gets closer to the day of Qiyamah. And when you get closer to the day of Qiyamah, there is more fitna. There is more fitna for you and more difficulty. And so Muawiyah is better for you today than that person who is your Amir thereafter. And he was actually referring to the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that amsi khayrun min al-yawm, that yesterday is better than today. Yesterday is better than today. Wal-yawmu khayrun min ghadin, and today is better than tomorrow. Today is better than tomorrow. And so he was actually telling the people that it's never going to be easy for you. It will be difficult because as the days pass, you are getting closer to the day of Qiyamah. So Muawiyah today is better for you. And before Muawiyah, Ali was better. And before Ali, Uthman was better. And before Uthman, Hazrat Umar was better. And before Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was better. Why? These were individuals that were very close to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he said to his son, whose name is Yazid, but before saying that, the group of people that was there, he said to them that I want the learned scholars and the ulama to give ghusl to my body. Now, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was very careful as far as ghusl is concerned, because he was a faqih. He would want to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and he says, innahu faqihun, that he is ranked amongst the fuqaha. He is ranked amongst the companions as a faqih, as a great faqih. And so he said, I want the learned scholars to give ghusl to my body. Now, ghusl does not mean 4 or 5 buckets of water, splash it on your body and ghusl is done. Ghusl has a procedure. Subhanallah, there is the sunan method of doing ghusl. There are wajibats of ghusl. There are also the farais of ghusl. And so when you do ghusl, make sure it is in accordance to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And ghusl mayyit, when a person has passed away and when you give him ghusl, that ghusl is slightly different to the other ghusl that we do. That is slightly different. So what he is saying is, make sure that you have learned scholars who give ghusl to my body. And so this was understood by the people that were there. And then he called his son Yazid. And he said to Yazid that on one occasion, I was at the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and providing water for him to do wuzu. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after doing his wuzu, he looked at me and he smiled at me. Allah's Nabi is smiling at Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And he said to me that, Muawiyah, I want to give you a gift. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an his kurta. His kurta. The upper garment of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an took this kurta. And he made an intention that when I pass away, let this kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam be my kafan. Allahu Akbar. Now think about it, my respected brothers and elders. For someone to be shrouded in that material, in that cloth, which was worn by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest Nabi. And he made wasiyah to his son. He said, let not any other material touch me. The only kafan I should have is the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is big enough to wrap me. And then he said that this is part of my precious possession, and with me I also have some of the auspicious nails of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I also have some strands of the blessed hair of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to Yazid that make sure after giving me ghusl, put the kafan on me, and I want you to put the nails of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on my eyelids here. Allahu Akbar. To put the nails here and put the auspicious hair of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my mouth. This was the wasiyah of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. Again, this was out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give hidayat to the people who run the hidayat channel. The hidayat channel, what do they call it? Name? Hidayat channel. It's called the dalalat channel. What is it called? As Muslims, we haven't even, the Sunni Muslims, we haven't even got one Islamic channel to provide right information to the Ummah. Look at the Shias. They have 3 to 4 channels, and today that is the medium. It's all about technology. How do you reach people? You can't reach people. Nobody comes to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we have a gathering here. Shukr, Alhamdulillah. But you see the Barelvi sect, mashallah, making a mockery of deen. And to put a bonus on top, you have the Shias making a mockery of deen. Everyone is making a mockery of deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved this ummah. I had one individual who said to me that, you know, Maulana Sahab, the Ahmadiyya channel, they give good programs. It makes a lot of sense. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Qadiani channel, the Ahmadiyya channel makes a lot of sense to them. Subhanallah, what kind of an iman do we have? If we are impressed by these firqa-e batila, then imagine when Dajjal will come, what is the level of our iman going to be? The greatest magician, when he comes, Dajjal, what will be the level of our iman if we are impressed by Ahmadiyya channel? Just because Khomeini gave a fatwa that Salman Rushdie should be killed, wah wah ji also, Ayatollah Khomeini is a good scholar. Just because he gave one fatwa that, you know, Salman Rushdie should be killed and that's it. We forget everything else. We forget exact everything what are of their beliefs and what he himself has said, and we become blind to that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. Allah give the tawfiq to the ulama-i haqq also, that they should come and they should also present the right interpretation of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And khair, talking about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, what love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is said that in the year 60 Hijri, the month of Rajab, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala passed away. And Dhahaq ibn Qais in Damascus, in Dimashq, read the janaza salah of this great man, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. And even today, he is resting in Dimashq or Damascus, which is the capital of Syria, near the area what is known as Bab-e-Saghir. That is where he is resting. Talking about the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is one narration in Mishkatul Masabih. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, what she would do is that people who were ill or could not treat themselves to the physicians and doctors, the hakims that were there, the final station was to visit Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. They would come to her, and what Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha would do, that she would soak the sleeves of the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in water. And this was that kurta in which the ruh of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken. And she would actually show this kurta to some of the elite companions. And she says, this is the kurta in which the soul departed from the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what she would do is that she would soak one part of it, and she would make that person who was not well drink that water, and instantly Allah would give him shifa. Instantly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him shifa. And this riwayat is in Mishkatul Masabih. Now imagine Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, he's got the auspicious hair of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we have to also understand one mas'ala, that as far as our masail is concerned, we should not put anything in the grave except for the material, the kafan that we have. The only reason what the companions did was because of the fact that these were things that were part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These were the parts of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The blessed hair, the nails of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so there are different rulings with things that belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just like when you go to Medina Munawwara, in Medina Munawwara the masail are different in that masjid to Masjid Umar in Leicester. Why? Because you are now in front of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So masail differ also. When you go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when you greet him there, how do you greet him? You greet him by saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he's in front of you. Because subhanallah, that is where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. But if you're in Leicester, that would not be the right phrase to say. Because in the hadith it comes that the malaika take your durood and salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Khair, that is the last phase of the life of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. And 20 years of khilafat, approximately 78 years of age, and he passed away in Dimashq. And thereafter who succeeds him is his son, whose name is Yazid. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next session, we'll talk about how Yazid takes power and what happens, and also the incident of Karbala, inshallah ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ta'ana gufranak rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.